The Master's Playground.
Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and it is with great pleasure that I welcome to SkidRowStudios.com, Fast Heart Mart. Hi.
Hey, Chrissy. It's nice to be here with you.
Hi.
Finally meet you.
I know. So, all right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Before we jump directly into the show, it is traditional here on The Master's Playground to take a moment to tune in to our higher selves, and we do so primarily through chanting the Adi Mantra three times. If you're new to this kind of party, just, you know what, sit back, put on those big headphones, and just come on the ride with me. So we're going to shift a little energy before we dive into higher knowledge with Fast Heart Mart. All right, placing our hands into prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Closing our eyes, take a deep breath in. Exhale. And we will be chanting the Adi Mantra. Follow along. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. That moment after we tune in, it's always so, I don't know, home. So welcome to the Master's Playground. Yes. So a little backdrop. I am very surprised that I found you, you know, and I'm so happy that I did. So a little backdrop for those who are tuning in, and, you know, I mentioned this as you walked into the studio. In a previous episode, I was focusing on, you know, the heart, matters of the heart. And I, you know, was looking for music. Leonard Cohen Anthem came to mind. And, you know, I'm like, okay, his version is cool, props, you know, but it was a little heavier, a little more raspier than what I was looking for. So I'm like, okay, covers, YouTube. And that's where I discovered you.
And Justin Warner.
Most definitely. Justin's the man too. Yeah.
Yeah,
so in general, yeah. And I fell in love with that version. I hit rinse and repeat on that so many times.
Nice.
So many times. And I put it in the broadcast, sent it out. And this is before I, you know, became a fan, before anything. And then I'm like, wait, okay, where is he? What's going on with him? So let's talk about you. And first off, you're in the studio with, you know, a partner in crime here.
Yeah.
And so introduce yourselves to our audience, if you don't mind.
I think Roblin is best to introduce herself.
Oh, hi. I'm Roblin Crawford.
Lean into the mic just a little bit. Oh. There you go.
Hi.
There you are.
I'm Roblin Crawford. Here I am.
Excellent.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Excellent.
I play, I'm one of Fast Heart Mart's backup musicians.
Mm-hmm.
I play bass. I play drums. I sing backing vocals.
Excellent. Beautiful. Yeah.
We used to play years ago together when we lived in Albuquerque, and we haven't played together in a long time. And then I was coming up north to go to Olympia, where she lives now.
Yeah.
And Robin decided to come on the tour with me, which is cool.
That is so cool.
And she's done a lot of help booking the shows and setting things up.
Yeah,
so thanks, Robin.
I've noticed that you guys came to LA. I mean, you know, coming to LA, obviously we were coming to the studio in general, but, you know, just within the last 48 hours, I noticed that you booked, you know, some places here in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah. Oh, that
congrats.
Was thanks to Robin again.
That's great.
Yeah, my roommate is playing here with his band, O Rose. They're going to be at Lot 1 tonight.
Excellent.
Show starts at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 1533 Sunset Boulevard in Echo Park.
Echo Parque.
Yeah, we're opening those. So if you want to see Fast Heart Mart, we're starting at 8 sharp, just 8 to 8:30. So
And that's when?
Don't miss it. Tonight.
Oh, wow. Here we go. Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as we leave here, we're on
our
way.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, all right, and we're screeching the tires. Cool. Actually, yeah. Echo Park is just around the corner here.
Well, that's good, because we also have to practice with our bass player. We haven't played with him, and I haven't played with him since the last time I played with Robin, which is 5 years ago.
He might not be able to get off work, apparently.
Oh, so the bass player may not make it. Okay.
All right. So there we are. Anyway, so that's how I discovered you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I reached out and I said, please come on to the show. And here you are. So thank you very much. And you brought your gear and everything for all of us. So
I'm really glad to be here. I had a good feeling about you and this show.
Likewise.
Yeah.
And for the record, party people, you know, as you know, we are into all things cosmic here on the Master's Playground. We play with a variety of tools of the divine, which include astrology, tarot, crystals, insert any energy work, period. Welcome to Self-Mastery Radio Show, The Master's Playground. So I bring that up because you are a Pisces, I'm a Pisces, and, you know, instant love right there. Just instant love for the fellow fish.
Right.
You know, the fellow cosmic tripped out, what is going on? Oh, wait, I've got this, you know, party that is life. Yeah.
Do you have an easy time letting go of things and things get a little too heavy and you're like, I gotta swim away from this?
Pretty much, yeah. And well, we're not gonna dive too much into me, but in general, I'll say this. It gets sticky because I really believe that it can morph because we're so mutable.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it gets a little too intense, I go into a subconscious sort of wait, I'm actually hurting, you know, but I'm still holding on. And then I realize I've got to go, and it kind of hurts, and it's a big emotional process. But once I let go, then you know even more clarity and more mastery kicks in. So, thanks for asking.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting to be a Pisces. I was asking Roblin about this last night. I think it was or a couple nights ago, and she was saying that it's kind of the last sign, and you're ready to go on to the next
realm.
Level. Yeah.
The next planet, the next realm.
Level up.
Dimension. Anywho. All right. So let's go ahead and just start with a little backdrop. You know, I mean, I'm sure many of our listeners are new to your experience, new to your, you know.
Really? Nobody's
not.
Heard
well,
of
I mean, I ha- well, I'm, you know, hey, man, you know, let's go with it. It's
yeah.
LA. You know,
let's
here we
just,
go.
Let's just assume nobody's heard of me out there.
Okay.
Right now.
So let's start at birth. No, I'm kidding.
Good.
And anyway, so give us a little backdrop of what, you know, how Fast Heart Mart came to be.
All right. Well, I grew up, I started out life as a baby and started growing up, getting bigger.
Okay. All right, man. Okay, we're going there.
But I had this strange condition where I'd pass out for no reason. Mm-hmm. And people couldn't understand why. I went to all kinds of doctors, psychiatrists, neuropsychologists, whatever, you name it. Mm-hmm. I went to it. And this started when I was about 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also really concerned about my passing out because I'd had relatives in the family who died suddenly. A lot of sudden death in the family, young,
yeah.
I think my cousin was 12 when he passed out and he didn't come back.
Wow.
And then I had an aunt, I think she was 30. She passed out in bed one morning and didn't come back. And that was happening to me, but I kept coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sort of pretty anxious kid, a lot of anxiety and depression. And I think at about 12, I knew that I needed to be a musician when I heard. I could hear music and I loved music and music meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, these people are expressing themselves. These musicians are expressing themselves and healing the world. And I think that's really what I need to do as well if I'm going to get through this.
Yeah.
And so I decided at that age to start playing guitar. I sold all my radio control cars and I bought an electric guitar and started to learn how to play. And I've been writing songs ever since.
Wow. Magical.
Yeah. And then when I was about 18, I was on the Appalachian Trail. Mm-hmm. And let me back up a little bit. So it turns out the condition that I have makes me pass out is a heart condition. It makes my heart race really fast. It's called long QT syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's deadly. I mean, it's obviously killed members of my family. But I was fortunate, I think, to have a defibrillator implanted in my chest that will shock my heart back into beating. And so when I was on the Appalachian Trail, when I was about 18, I was on a search for meaning. And, you know, it was like, it's a lot of problems psychologically, I guess you could say, from this.
The shadow self looking for the self type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of just more anxiety because I was passing out and the doctors told me you could die. And I didn't know if I was going to live. And
right.
I was searching and I was on the Appalachian Trail. And when you're on the Appalachian Trail, you're supposed to have a trail name or else people think you might be a narc.
Random.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so...
Because there's so many people on the lam that hang out up there and hide out. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
And so I got sick of people asking me what my trail name was, and so did my friend who was hiking with me. And so one night, and I can't really remember exactly how this happened, but one night a group of campers asked us, what's your trail name? And these were like kind of seedy-looking camper hikers.
Sketchers.
Yeah. And my friend Brian just looked at me, I think, and he just said, this is Fast Heart Mart. And I was like, yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And here you are.
Yeah, that's how I got my name. And then I started performing music publicly a few years after that. I
didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's got a song about it, too. I could play that song.
I don't know how to play that song. I've never played it live.
She can always... We have a CD of it, too.
Yeah, that's
true.
She
can always play the CD.
Yeah, well, first, where can people find you? I mean, as I mentioned, you guys are on tour. It's official right now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what is your website?
It's www.fastheartmart.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be .com, yes.
.com, yeah.
All right, so, you know, before getting any further, Magic Dust. You have instruments, you guys have microphones, or harmonicas in the house. I mean, what kind of journey do you want to take us on?
I want to take you first on a journey to outer space.
Okay, hey, right on. Major Tom, here we go.
Here we go. And come into downtown LA. It's a great situation of reminding you of how ridiculous things can really become. I love LA. I love LA a lot, and I come here as much as I can. But it's like we got here and we couldn't even use the restroom anywhere.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, I'll just go pee on this tree, but nobody would let me, I'm sure. I'm sure it would have caused a scene.
You had a few diversions.
Yeah, it was like,
that
seriously.
That was your welcome wagon to LA.
We walked around for 45 minutes trying to find a place to use the restroom.
Yeah, you should have texted me. You knew somebody. That's almost, you know.
That's true.
You got to work the people that you know, man.
Yeah, well, it was like asking security guards and like going to like Starbucks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like things are just, and then there's people out there, you know, on the street. And it's like, things are just so far from where we started as a human race, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this song is about that I'm going to sing. It's called I'm an Alien and I Want to Go Home.
Oh, okay. I love it.
Part two.
Oh, that's right. It's part two. I've read a first one a long time ago, but this one's even better.
Okay.
I was living in a Garden of Eden, I was eating fruit right off the trees. Harmony on my mind, I was living a life of ease. Gospel to everyone, over an intercom. The speakers were in the clouds, we all lived in a wigwam. We could speak back to him, on a microphone that was hanging from the ceiling from a wishbone. One morning God spoke to us and he made a forecast. You're all getting too fat, so now you must fast. The breakfasts were skipped and no one really cared. It wasn't until supper that people started getting scared. Stomachs were rumbling louder than the clouds. We never missed a meal before. I thought I might pass out. So I sat down on a couch and I started watching some TV. There was some guy on the news digging in the dirt, planting pinto beans. He called himself a farmer. He was taking control. All this situation went back to digging some holes. I looked over at my friend who sat in a recliner. I noticed he was eating. I asked him what he said at TV dinner. Well, maybe he had forgotten, so I reminded him. God said not to eat until further instructions. We don't need God anymore. You're a simple little man. Now the farmer sells his food from his taco stand. So I follow my nose down to the smell of the tacos. I walked up to the counter. I walked by bean burritos. The kid there asked for here to go. I told him that I'd stay. He pushed the buttons on the register, said that'll be $6.50. I didn't know what money was, so I asked him for his boss. He looked at me kind of crazy, told me to get lost. Feeling very weak by now, so I went to the microphone. I wanted to ask God if this fast could be postponed. When I spoke, I could not hear a reply. There was too much noise outside from all the people and cars passing by. So I walked down the street to find a fruit tree. There was lots of green grass, but not a single thing to eat. Sat down on a sidewalk with my bottle of liquor. Some people threw some coins at me, but I had no idea what they were. I got a job mopping floors that lasted almost a day. I had no watch and I was late, so I got fired without pay. That night I slept in a park underneath the stars when a flying saucer came down from the planet Mars. Hopping, buddy, we've been looking for you. The creature said to me, and just like that, at the speed of light, I went off to another galaxy. Goodbye. So long, planet Earth. I don't understand you anyway.
I love it. Great. That was so amazing. I love it. That's a great song.
All right.
Wait. So that's on a CD?
It is on a CD. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So all your stuff is on your website, right?
It is. Everything I've released anyway. Yeah. All my recordings that I've released are on my website.
So is it on iTunes as well? Or
A lot of it's on iTunes. That song is on iTunes. Yeah, you can get that on iTunes.
Excellent.
A lot of stuff on Bandcamp.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, so we'll find you.
Yeah.
Magical, man. That was great.
That song, so it's like, I just like to do that one for to remind us all how far we've come.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard, so Rob Lanier is like an expert on the environment.
I'm not an expert.
And she's saying by
a student of the environment.
2030, okay. We're going to have to move to Mars.
Wow.
Something like that.
The methane, for my master's, at the Evergreen State College. I'm in the Masters of Environmental Studies program in Olympia. Uh-huh. And for my thesis, I've been studying the methane clathrates melting in the Arctic on the East Siberian Arctic Shelf. And they've started melting. And that's probably the largest source of hydrocarbons on the planet. And once that's released, like a huge belch was released in 2010, 3.5 gigatons. Methane was released into the atmosphere, and it has a global warming potential of over the short term about 150 times that of carbon.
Wow, this is all news to me. So I'm
yeah, they're
I'm
not
sitting
talking
here
about it.
With
they're
my
not
jaw
about it.
Dropped. Yeah, yeah, well, no one's ever, yeah. And that's okay. I'm not even tuning in to hear what they're talking about, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't. It's just too much noise for me, but do go on, you know, do go on.
Yeah, so this methane's been released, and it's being released all the time, and it's just getting more and more and more. You can go to methanetracker.org and see how much we have every day, more and more. And the Arctic sea ice is going to be melted by about the end of the summer 2015.
Wow.
And when that happens, the Earth's albedo won't be what it was. Albedo is the amount of reflectivity.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, white is very mm-hmm. reflective, and darker colors are absorptive. So once the sea ice is gone, we'll be absorbing even more
right.
heat,
right.
which will send us into this exponential warming.
Wow.
And likely have a 4, 6, 10 degree global average increase, which wow. will mean
15
that
seconds.
Food production will just plummet, and that'll be about it. So
wow.
just enjoy yourselves now.
Yeah, actually, I want to shift back into kind of tapping into what is... All right, so, all right, there's some heavy information. It's news to me. I'm going to have to sit and meditate on this.
Do you know Mars One?
No.
People are training to colonize Mars.
It only takes 8 months to fly to Mars, it turns out.
Wow, heavy. Wow. Whoa, yeah. All right. So let me get my question out here. So, okay. So what's your spiritual take on things? Like what... You're out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You're meeting a variety of different people, both conscious and unconscious.
Yeah.
You know, so what is your... What is it, your general truth with tapping into the collective consciousness? What
yeah.
are you seeing? What are you feeling? What are you witnessing when you're out there?
Well, I've chosen to follow a path, a spiritual path. It's called the Baha'i Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that a manifestation came in the 1800s from God.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught the world how to achieve world peace, mm-hmm. actually. He brought a message. And I believe Muhammad was also one of these manifestations.
Mm-hmm.
And so was Jesus. And so was Abraham. So was...
all ascended masters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The Buddha,
mm-hmm.
Krishna. They're all ascended masters or manifestations of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
An old boys club.
Mm-hmm.
And so Robin doesn't believe any of this, which is really interesting. She doesn't believe in God. But
wow.
I don't want to talk for Robin. I'm sorry, Robin.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm sorry.
All right,
I don't
so
care.
You know.
It's just interesting because we're driving down the road and we agree on almost nothing. It's great.
Yeah. Actually, dare I say it, a blessing.
Right?
It really is. It's like, wow, okay, wow, this is a different perspective.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
But we're BFFs anyway.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah, so I do. I follow a path. I believe in God, and mm-hmm. I think that... I just think we've gotten way off from the teachings
mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways. I don't know what that really means, but I feel like there's a lot of wealth disparity out there in the world. That's one of the big problems.
A poverty consciousness is how I would translate it.
Yeah.
People are holding on to the idea of lack.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
They're programmed to accept it. Is
yeah.
that what you're saying?
They're unconscious to the fact that they are so deeply embedded in that belief system
mm-hmm.
that they have to struggle. They have to, you know, I mean, the matrix goes deep. It really does, you know, that they're mm-hmm. separate from this concept of being divine,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, we should have a different sit down outside of this radio show in general. But in general, I mean, honestly, I think that there's I agree with you. There's quite a bit of separation belief out mm-hmm. there. You know, that's impacting in a variety of different creative ways, you know.
There wouldn't be poverty, though, without wealth started it.
What?
Was wealth. There wouldn't be poverty without wealth. As soon as there was wealth, there was poverty.
Right.
So we need to get rid of the wealth and then...
No, I disagree completely on that one, to be honest with you. I believe that we're all abundant. I would have to say checkmate on that one. You know, I mean, I personally do believe that everyone has the capacity... There is enough for everyone. It's a level of consciousness of embracing, yes, we can, all of us collectively, achieve all of our dreams, all of our manifestations, all of our wealth, you know, in a variety of different ways. That's just my two cents. And, you know, yeah. guitar.
I agree with that too. Yeah. I agree with both of you. Actually.
Yeah.
I agree with. I know what both of you are saying.
A problem when the world's bankers are keeping trillions and trillions of dollars offshore and hoarding it and not paying taxes and not giving anything back to society.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did that answer the question?
Mm-hmm.
What
were you experiencing witnessing the collective consciousness while on the road and what you're going through and what your truth is as a whole of, you know, because you've been very dedicated to this for, I believe, a decade now?
A decade. Yeah. That's crazy. Like 14 years.
So. Yeah. That's great, man. I mean, who could say, hey, you know, I've been, you know, dedicated to my passion for that long.
Thanks, Chrissy. That really means a lot.
Yeah.
It's
a gift.
Yeah.
A freedom.
It's a gift. It is. It's a gift. I'm honored to accept the gift.
Yeah.
And, to honor it. As much as I can.
Yeah. It's very magical. I mean, it's just starting for me in general. I've been touring myself.
And,
you know, I do a different type of, you know, genre, but it's the same vibe, man.
Yeah.
You know, you're tapping into people's, you know, the storytelling and, you know, taking people on a journey of your truth, you know, and, you know, and you're also saying, hey, you know, wake up a little bit, you know, along the way. So it's a gift. It really is.
Yeah. I've tried to, like, I just recently, about a year or two ago, I tried to settle down and take a job, like a full-time job with the county in Virginia. And,
wow.
It didn't work. The music was, it called me back into the ring is the only way I can interpret it. It was like, let's get back out there and do this thing. So right. Here I am.
Yeah. So, let's go into another song, you guys.
Let's do that.
Yeah. So I'm just completely open into whatever story you want to tell everyone.
Well,
time.
Now I want to tell a story about money.
Okay. We're inspired.
And about how a lot of people believe that they have to work their whole lives at a job that they do not enjoy.
Can we do an End of the World one too today?
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
Does that clock mean we only have 27 minutes
yeah,
left?
Yeah.
It's already gone by that fast?
I know. That's welcome to the magic of the carpet ride. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
We've only played one song.
I know, man. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, and we'll go to the second song now. Like,
can we play music?
Put dog and start playing.
Right on.
Can people call into the show?
Yeah, they can if they feel it. There is a telephone number. If you're interested in calling, it's 1-800-893-9562. 1-800-893-9562. But, you know, if you get on the horn, we will see if we could take your call.
I dare you to call Fast Heart Mart and have a conversation with Chrissy Stereo, Fast Heart Mart, and Roblyn Crawford.
All right, here we go.
Stupid job today. I hated it so much, but I went anyway. I hate this job. I hate my job. I hate this job. To go again tomorrow. I have to go for the rest of my life. I guess I'll work until I die. Yeah, I'll work until I die. out there in internet radio land, if you're hearing this song and you're living a life of quiet desperation, I want you to take it from me. Go out tomorrow and do exactly what you want to do. The universe, God, the infinite force, whatever you want to call it, will have your back if you honor your truth. It's just me and these pre-tires. Okay, that's right, I said pre-tiree. A pre-tiree is somebody who, much like a retiree, a retiree has so much money in their bank that they can quit their job and not work anymore and just live off the money in their bank. Well, a pre-tiree just quits their job when they want to, and they usually don't have any money saved up. And they go off and do exactly what they want and let the universe take care of them. It's just me and these pre-tires destroying the economy. 35 years. I'm not gonna work for 35 years. 35 years.
Heart Mart, everyone. Yes, welcome to the Masters Playground. You are tuning in to a very unique evening. I am so glad to have met you. So glad to have met you. All right, man. So I want to shift gears just a little bit. All right. Tarot cards.
Oh, that's great.
Right? So, you know, I mean, it is an hour show. We're down to, you know, a little.
About 22 minutes.
All right, to be exact. So yeah. I want to dive into, you know, I asked before the show, I'm like, all right, Fast Heart Mart, are you feeling like, are you open to a tarot card reading? It's like, yeah. And I'm like, cool, you're totally open. That's hot. That's great. So here's the vibe. I'm going to hand you the deck, right?
Okay. I'm going to do this while I'm tuning my guitar.
Yeah.
Is that cool? Because I'm going to tune for the next song.
Okay. So we're going to make. All right, so we have a couple of options, and I'm going to have you actually pick this. We could either dive into the party of you and look at your past, present, and future,
mm-hmm.
right? Or we could, you know, ask something. I don't know. Just go with whatever prompts you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can pick the card for, to see what the collective consciousness energy is going to be like for the upcoming week.
Oh, wow. I think I want to go the first route.
Okay, cool. We're going into you.
Yeah.
So,
look, it's Uncle Buck.
Oh, is it? I thought that was Charles Bukowski.
That is Uncle Buck.
Oh. Okay.
I can't see it from here. All right.
Okay.
Take the deck.
Okay, take the whole deck?
Yeah, take the whole deck. Yeah. Spread it out in front of you.
Okay.
Yep. And draw, let's just pick present energy. Hand me that card right now.
The present energy?
Yeah, your present energy.
Okay, this... Can I just give this to you?
Yeah. Right. And then I'm going to go ahead and show it in the camera. All right. Present energy. We have Three of Wands. We're going to go down that party. Yes. Three of Wands. So this is the energy that you're working with right now. Okay. Give me a moment here.
Yep.
All right. So the wands pertain to the self. You know, the wands are all about, you know, when you're looking within. And with threes are a really interesting energy because they have a little bit of uncertainty going on, and it leans towards the negative just a little bit, you know? So it's sort of like, it's interesting. It's kind of, there's an assessment going on about your place in the world.
And, for sure.
Yeah, and there's an active nervous energy about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your present trip right now. I don't know if it's due to the tour or if it's just like something you're tending to right now, but that's energy that you're working with. Primarily right now.
There's a lot of reasons for that present energy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So let's see where you're going.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's see where you're going.
All right, and...
You're like, keep telling me. And I'm like, no, draw a card. Right on. Okay, so we have the Lovers.
So you wouldn't tell me if I was going to a place of...
No, this is upcoming energy, what it's going to transform into.
All right.
So let's see here. The Lovers. What? All right, so this is actually kind of groovy. It's a very trusting energy. It's actually a stronger form than what could be had with the Chariot card. And what that means is that it's a very trusting, harmonious card where you're going to be shifting into it's a supporting energy with a sense of expectation for the self. So it sounds to me as if you're going to be, in essence, a little bit more self-aware, self-assured, a little more grounded. So like this just looks like a little wobbly energy.
Yeah.
That's going on, and that's what's coming up.
I think that's true.
For the third card, what I would like for you to do is draw the card of the energies that you are to reach for or utilize to get to here.
Mm.
Right? So pick a card for that one.
Get this one right here.
All right. All right. That's so groovy. All right, Nine of Discs. All right, discs are about accomplishment, achievement, things of that nature. So what you are to turn to is really, you're going to be seeing a very tangible physical, and basically you're going to physically, you know, see your achievement come to be. So in other words, what that means is that you're going to start seeing and reaping the benefits of the purpose of your life, basically, why you're here, what you're moving for. So, all right, so you have nervous, let's rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
Nervous, anxious energy at present. Where you're about to go is a really strong, supporting sense of self, a very trusting energy that creates a lot of harmony for you. And the way that you're going to get there is by, quite honestly, just diving into a very tangible physical energy of where you're reaping the benefits. You are actually going to be seeing it. So in essence, in a way, it's kind of going to happen for you. But I guess for you, what I would recommend is just going into the knowing. Going into a knowing energy of where it's like, okay, you know what? This is going to pay off for me. This is paying off. Not going to. It is paying off. Going to is. I am here now. And then it will, things just completely become very, even more magical. So I'm hearing a call of knowing that, you know, kind of reaching for a knowing and letting go of the uncertainty.
That's great. Yeah. I think you just affirmed what I already knew.
Okay, well, you know, you drew the cards.
Yeah.
A good reading is kind of like that.
Yeah, you know, it's better than going, you totally suck. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Have you ever had somebody in here and you did a reading and you're like,
no.
I don't want to tell you what this.
I've had a variety of different. I've had people cry. I've had people. I've experienced really powerful people who really are forceful. Mm-hmm. They want to hear what they want to hear, and they keep trying to coach it. And I'm like, well, this is what it's saying, and then they finally soften. Mm. You know, through my, you know, aura of you know, like persuasion or whatever. Just like, chill, just listen to the message, man. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I haven't had too many people go negative or denial on me.
There good.
Are people who come to me, and I think it's kind of what I put out into the universe. It's like, they want to come.
Right.
You know, they're open and to just hearing, you know, whatever needs
they're
to be shared.
Already.
Yeah. You know, I think everyone is, those that are waking up consciously.
I'm not.
Okay.
We're all individuals.
I think I said almost everyone, right? Almost. All right, here we go.
I'm sorry for bringing Roblin.
No, don't be. You know, it's good to be.
It's my role. It's what I do.
It's good to be poked and prodded. It really is. It's very inspiring. It helps you reaffirm and you know, it just helps you self-define who you really are.
It does. Huh?
You know, contrast. Contrast is always totally really great. It's good for the soul.
Robin's she's good for people.
That's what Libras do.
Yeah, and they...
Libras are always the opposite of whatever's happening.
Yeah, that's true, because they're weighing things out. And
because we're like, what about this? You didn't think of that. What about that?
And now we're back to thinking about what we first talked about. Yeah, and, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. So, yeah. All right, so let's shift into another song, because I definitely want to get your music out there. But
all right,
in general, though, Do you have any questions about the tarot, though? Like, you know, what was just shared or anything?
Yeah. I think I really just feel like it affirmed what I already knew.
Excellent.
And I'm glad to hear it, actually.
How did
affirmations.
When did that knowledge start to kick in for you, though?
It's been happening for months. Actually, I started reading You Can Heal Your Life by Louise L. Hay.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yes, yes.
I started reading that in October. Mm-hmm. Basically, change your thoughts and you change your life.
Yep, exactly.
And I just kind of believing in myself.
Yeah.
Learning to believe in myself. Uh-huh. And presently being like, what does that mean? And how do you do that?
Yeah, I find that it's about allowing yourself to get out of your own way.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So true. Exactly. You know? Like, I've been in so many successful situations where maybe perhaps I've sabotaged them because I didn't feel like I deserved it. I was like, I didn't work hard enough for this, or I don't deserve this.
Mm-hmm. Checking your privilege. You're checking your privilege.
Yeah, but if I just stepped out of my own way and been like, yeah, this is mine for the keeping.
Yeah, it's sort of like a surrendering to trust. It goes into this whole thing, and that explains why this particular, the Lover's card, is coming up for you.
Mm.
You know, you're just going with it now.
Trust.
You're just surrendering. And
There's no other choice at this
you've
point.
You've probably suffered enough.
Yeah, yeah, I just feel like there was no choice left but to believe in myself.
Excellent. Yes, and such is the way of the dawning of the Aquarian times. It really is.
Nice.
But, you know, more on that. So, all right. So what are you going to play for us now?
Well, I was going to sing a slow song here that I really like to do for you.
Okay, cool.
I'm sorry, this song's called... This one's not recorded. I haven't released it anywhere. Let's see if I can do it properly for you today on Master's Playground.
Yeah.
If you could see me now, you see that I'm cold and lonely. I didn't leave you for someone else. I left you for me. If I hurt you, please forgive me. I'm so sorry.
Care for you. This is too complex for me.
to. Please forgive me, I am so sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry.
That was so magical. So magical. Okay. All right. So as you were playing that, I was taken into a little vortex of, I actually have a gift for you.
Oh, wow.
I know it's kind of
creepy. It's a gift just to be here with you.
Oh, thank you. TenderoniMoments.com. All right. So beautiful. So I know that you're on the road and I know that, you know, I read about you and, you know, your heart. And I think that, you know, my overall assessment is that, you know, you have a really special gift for everyone, you know, and, you know, it's under really interesting, you know, sort of, I guess you could say like a calling, you know, I mean, you know, why are we built the way we are built? You know, that's a whole different show in general, but regardless, you're there, you have, you know, this drive. So I have this gift for you, which is one of my healing pouches.
Wow.
Yeah, and so
Thank you.
You're welcome. It has crystals in it. And
can I open it now?
Yeah, you could totally open it now.
Yes.
So, you know, what I would recommend in general, whenever you do, you know, get the gift of crystals.
Yeah.
You know, put it in a cup of salty water, you know, to sort of cleanse any energy that might have, you know, come with it. And then let it sit overnight. Or you could put it underneath the moon, you know. And then put it back in the pouch, and, you know, just basically grab it the next morning and put your own intention into it, your own magic, your own, you know, whatever you feel called to infuse it with, and then just carry it with you moving nice. Forward. Yeah, man.
Thank you so much.
That's how I roll, you know.
That's really great. Thanks.
And then if you're interested in knowing, here, let me sign this real quick. I wrote down what each one is, just so you could like look it up and go, wow, what is she, you know, what kind of crystals do I have? Whatever. So that's a little handwriting. So there it is.
Wow. Okay. This is good.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's like getting jelly beans, but they're
better.
They're magical.
You don't have any of the gross ones.
No. Well, you know, I always liked the popcorn flavored one, and I was shocked by that one. I was like, wait, I actually like this one. I'm like, is that real butter? Probably not. You know, whatever. So, right on. So, if you wouldn't mind handing me the deck back.
You're not giving this to me.
No, not today.
Okay.
Not today, but everyone, you have been listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and we have had the complete gift and pleasure of welcoming Fast Heart Mart to the studio. Thank you so much for showing up. I mean, we're down to like 5 minutes.
Okay.
You know.
Can we play Mayan Prophecy?
Yeah, you want us to play us a song?
We're going to exit out with a song, but before we jump into that song, let me go ahead and just say this. You guys, it's going to be an amazing week. I am going to draw a card for the energies to tap into this week real quick. I think we could run over just a little bit too, so there's not like a super pressure. All right, so the card that I draw right now is the energy that we can anticipate for the coming week. And we've got the Seven of Cups. Okay, you guys, we're going to be diving into our high sense of worth. We are going to be seizing our opportunities, our situations. There is a high expectation of results. So excellent. Just don't let your ego get too in the way, you know, because sometimes we could really bark for our needs. Just allow. Shift into the allowing. So it's going to be a very magical ride. We've been through it.com. It has been a wild, wild horse of a journey. And we are in the year of the horse. So excellent, you guys. So as you reach and seize the opportunities, you know, allow yourself to dream big. Allow yourself to really get into the sense of purpose that brought you into this world to begin with. With that, let's shift into our last song.
This song is called The Mayan Prophecy. I wrote it back in 2008 when everybody was talking about the Mayan prophecy and the end of the world as we know it. And now it's 2014?
Yeah.
And blink, we're still here.
Blink, blink.
And maybe the world did change.
I think it did.
2012. You do. I like to hear what you thought changed.
As we be the example. That's what's coming out. That's what spirit's having me, you know, like,
yeah.
Be the change that you want to see.
Oh, yeah.
And once you vibrate that frequency, you can't help but to attract that into your experience and have that reflected back to you. So I think that people are waking up and shifting into, you know, a beautiful, self-assured, self-realized expression.
I totally agree.
You know,
I wish we could sing two more songs.
Yeah.
I have another one for that.
You know what apocalypse means?
Well, not right now off the top of my head, except what, end of the world?
No.
That's like based on a horrible, like, you know, recap.
The word apocalypse just means that which is revealed.
Oh, well, that's beautiful.
It goes along with the waking up.
My waking up. Yes.
Waking up.
I own the process of waking up. That's hot. You know, I have a Leo rising. That works for me.
Hashtag waking up.
You know, all right on.
Yeah. I've definitely been sleeping less since 2012.
Yeah.
I'm awake a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah.
There we go. This song is called Mayan Prophecy. It's off my record called Cheap and Sunny. Running out of fuel,
gone.
Stuck on the highway,
gone.
Stranded nowhere,
gone.
With roadkill pizza,
gone.
Driving my car, be no more. When we all are living poor, the civilization shut its door. Shut the door, Robin. Going to switch this harmonica around. Talking to my boss,
gone.
About being on time.
Gone.
Things I do wrong.
Gone.
Hey, I want to take a vacation.
Gone.
Work in this job will be no more. When we all are living poor. Shut its door. While the Mayans prophesized that in 2012, the world as we know it came to an end. You may not have felt it or known it. And maybe it didn't happen at all, who knows?
Here on the Masters Playground with your highly tripped out yet cosmically aware and quite lovable Chrissy Stereo. Yes. You can find me at ChrissyStereo.com. Right on.
It's been a pleasure being
here. Oh my gosh, you're very magical. I'm so glad that, yeah, I don't know, man. You know, all I have to say is I'm so glad that we found each other, I don't know how it all works, but you're here now. Very thankful to you. And you know, you are a trip, and I really, really dig that about you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
yeah,
a trip, too.
Yeah, right on. You awesome. Know, very cool.
You're going to have to...
My little challenging redhead. Right on. I dig that.
You're
all right.
You have to have Justin Werner on, too.
I would love to. I would love to. Yeah. You guys are... Yeah, I was actually going to say, come back. Okay. I would love for you guys to come back whenever... You are in LA, hit me up, you know, and I want to hit you up in general, maybe just to get you up to LA, you know.
Totally. It's
yeah, have him back a lot.
Yeah, because a lot of magic dust on you. It's great. It's great. So, you've been listening to the Masters Playground. Catch Fast Heart Mart performing tonight, and they're on tour again.
Tonight at Lot 1.
Okay.
In address? Echo Park, 1533 Sunset Boulevard.
And it starts at
8 p.m. sharp. We're going on from 8 to 8:30.
Okay, so if you're in the L.A. area, more specific, Echo Park, man, you know, go.
And then O Rose tonight, too, from Olympia, Washington. They're the next big thing.
Oh, my gosh, that's major. So, excellent. So, and then you guys are hitting the road for a while. You're going to be all over the place.
Yeah, you know. We'll be up in Northern California, Oregon, and Washington State.
Okay, and then I guess as a last message, you know, that means that it's like, you know.
We're over.
Yeah, that's cool. It's hot. So, all right, so just to send everybody off, if there's something, you know, that what is something that you want to tell the collective consciousness in general? What do you want to just, what are you prompted to share?
We all matter.
So with that, I'm going to close out with a Sunshine Song and, a loving Sat Nam. Thank you so much for tuning in. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. All right. Blessings, love. Do good things out there. Mwah. Thank you for tuning in. Good night.
Love each other. Each other. We are one.
We are the divine.
Blessings.
The Masters Playground.